Today is World TB Day, and it's such an important day in view of what we're going through as a country right now, okay? It just isn't a matter of looking at TB in a very narrow way. We know that our TB patients in this country are potentially going to be very badly affected by the advent of coronavirus here. And what will it mean for them, as it will mean for all people with underlying chronic conditions? They will have to take extra care. We will have to give them extra care to ensure that that they're not in any way compromised by the fact that they have this underlying chronic condition. Now, the National Council Against Smoking has come out today, and they've again encouraged people to stop smoking. And they say it's going to make quite an important impact, particularly in regard to contracting COVID-19. The executive director of the National Council Against Smoking, Savera Kaladin, joins us on the line as we observe this day. Savera, good afternoon, and thank you very much for being with us today. I mean, people, this is not something that we've actually spoken about. We've spoken all about washing hands, about eating our vegetables and fruit and all the other obvious things that boost immunity, but we've not spoken about smoking within this context. Just paint a picture for me of what it actually means if one continues to smoke in a climate where we are exposed to coronavirus.
So you're right. Today's World TB Day, so we want to bring in the awareness around smoking and TB and how this impacts on the immune system. And obviously, we all at this time of COVID-19 want to make sure that we're keeping as healthy as possible, so we want to reduce any of those other underlying conditions, or if we have them, to make sure that we are on our treatment. So there are more than 400,000 new TB cases in South Africa each year, and your listeners might know that about 80% of us already have the TB bacteria, but it's latent. The thing with smoking or being exposed to secondhand smoke is that it could move that latent TB into active TB. And it's the chemical components in the smoke that actually do that. And obviously, once you get active TB, then you have to, have treatment for the TB. But for people who continue to smoke while they have TB, they will find that either it will take them longer to get better, or that the treatment is not as effective as it would have been even when they've completed the full course of the treatment. The other thing that's really important to remember, Joanne, is that sometimes, in fact, often, when smokers recover from TB after taking the full course of treatment, they get a second round of TB when they continue to smoke. Mm. So smoking is really extremely harmful for, as we know, for the entire immune system, for the respiratory system, for lung, for any kind of lung-related illnesses. And when we add COVID-19 on top of that, even though we don't have the evidence to show that, that there would be some additional impact, what we do know is that for any respiratory illnesses, smoking makes your outcome and your disease progression much worse than it would be if you were not smoking or if you are not exposed to secondhand smoke. So we're encouraging people who are smoking to stop smoking. And, we provide a lot of support, online support, telephonic support for people who want to stop smoking. We're encouraging people not to go anywhere near smokers, to remove themselves from secondhand smoke, because the risk of TB transmission is still high because we have high numbers of people with TB in the country. So you want to be away from that secondhand smoke because you don't want to increase your risk of activating latent TB. And we also are saying that, one of the stats that I think is really scary is that the mortality rate, the death rate for people who smoke and have TB is 9 times higher than for people who don't smoke.
Yes, yes. You're making such an important point there, and that really is, it's unnecessary harm that we're doing to ourselves if we are smoking. But tell me about secondhand smoking for a moment, Savera, because of course the concern is that, I mean, you may be someone who's looking after yourself and who's not smoking, but you may be living with a smoker, you may be a child whose parent smokes, yes. And that really is a very unfair situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, smoking... secondhand smoke is responsible for 30% of the harm to that we associate with smoking. So you don't have to be a smoker to get to experience the the serious long term harm that's listed as so many diseases, over 35 diseases that I could name for you. So that's why we have our smoking laws in place, which currently 75% of indoor areas don't allow smoking, to protect people who don't smoke from the harm of cigarette smoke. And with the tobacco bill that's currently on the table and in process and will become law soon, that will change to 100% smoke-free indoor public areas, primarily to protect people and children, including children, from the harmful effects of cigarette smoke.
Yes. So, Vera, just one last question, and I've got a very short time, but essentially, I mean, we're going into a 21-day lockdown, and I know that smoking is probably, it's a habit that many people have had for years, but they say you can learn a new habit in 21 days, or perhaps, unlearn an old habit. Is that enough time just for people to recalibrate if they decide they want to put down their cigarettes at this point?
I actually think it's a perfect time because, whenever you're trying a new behavior and you're trying to do it under your normal working conditions, life conditions, multitasking conditions, people say to us when they call our helpline, it's harder for them. But now that you're going to have a bit more time to have your own diary for the day, if I can put it like that, it allows you to absorb a little bit of the extra effort that's required to stop smoking. But it might be easier for people, Joanne, because they're going to be with their families. And we know that even though people smoke, they always move away. They mostly move away from other people because they're aware of the harm that their habit could cause.
So Vera, some lovely advice there. And thank you so much for also presenting us with all the factual information around the dangers of smoking, particularly in this climate of coronavirus. Executive Director of the National Council Against Smoking, Vera Kaladin.